So you said that the Tier 3 mitigation is the real reason why you're really staying closed throughout the month of January. You're extending it till at least February 1st. Did you kind of see this coming a while back?
Yes, we anticipated that the holiday gatherings were going to potentially increase COVID infections in our area. And so we were trying to plan for that and have been acting in that way and trying to reduce contact between our visitors and our staff, as well as staff and staff interactions. The way we have the way we're currently running our library with curbside service has allowed us to do that. We don't like having the library closed to the public like this, but we hope that this is just a temporary measure that we will be able to begin to roll back at the beginning of February.
Randall, how long have you guys actually been closed?
We started doing curbside only at the end of November, but prior to that, we'd had our libraries open for people to come in, use computers, pick up their books. We didn't have seating. We were encouraging limited time spent in the library, but we were open to the public. It's only been since the end of November that we have just rolled back to curbside service.
Does this affect the way that you do things with fines and that kind of thing for overdue books, overdue materials?
No, we've gone to a certain extent. We are fine free now. We're not charging charging late fines for books, and we did that. We did put that into place this year. We are having to quarantine books when they come in, leave them sitting for a few days. But this hasn't really changed the way that we're doing fines and things for the library.
And, you know, the governor has come out and said that it's possible that once a couple of weeks pass and we see just what the numbers look like with the holidays, if it looks like it did at Thanksgiving and people were more responsible than they were expecting, that it's possible that we could be bumped up to Tier 2 instead of Tier 3. Is there any chance that the library would open any earlier than February 1st?
Well, we are planning on February 1st at this point, but if the situation dramatically improves, certainly we will be keeping an eye on that. And, there is a possibility that that could affect our operations. Certainly we wanted to get out to our patrons, give them an understanding, our library visitors, an understanding of how long this might be. But if the situation does improve, we certainly would be open as the library board, to reexamining it. So that isn't off the table.
On the flip side of that, if things are worse than they expect and they have to keep the Tier 3 in place for longer than expected, when will you make the decision to push back your reopening even further?
Sure, we'll continue to keep an eye on that throughout the month, and I would expect that as we get closer to February 1st, if our plan is to continue with curbside service, that we will be getting the word out as we get closer and closer to that February date. But it wouldn't be until the end of the month, near the end of the month, that we inform the public about that. As I said, we wish we weren't having to make these changes. We want our patrons back in the building. We want them to be able to use the library fully with all our services. But the situation demands it right now. And we do have a lot of online resources, thankfully, that our patrons can use. We're adding new books, movies, music all the time, digital downloads that you can access through our website. So we are finding new and different ways to bring the library to patrons at home.
And people can still apply for library cards so that they can access those digital materials, correct?
That is correct. Contact your Peoria Public Library that you normally visit, and they'll help you get set up with a card.